I'd like to call this scheduled meeting of the Cary Beach Town Council to order. And with that being said, we're going to turn this over to Chairman Craig Galbraith for the Planning and Zoning Board, and there you go.
Okay.
Have you got enough stuff there?
Cool. There's a special meeting. All right, again, I guess we've been called to order here. The agenda for the special meeting here at 6 p.m. has to do with the starting the initial discussions about any sort of rezoning that we may want to consider. We have an agenda here for the special meeting. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? And I believe since this is a planning and zoning, it has to be
planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning.
So, one of your members.
Okay, so moved. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Who seconded that?
I'll second.
Okay, third item on the agenda is persons to address the commission.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I swear that I will support and maintain
the Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
My duties as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
My duties as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
For the town of Cary Beach.
For the town of Cary Beach.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get that back.
All right, I guess on the agenda we have persons to address the commission, but I assume anybody here to address the commission would be here to talk about any possible zoning. So if it's okay with the commission, I'll go ahead and not have specific addressing process, but maybe just open it up for the workshop. And as part of this workshop, this is an open discussion. From the council, from commission members, as well as anybody in the audience who wants to ask a question or whatever. So just maybe as a preface for this, and again, feel anybody wants to jump in, feel free to. But this really came out of our land use document in terms of looking at trying to promote economic development and business activity within the area. And in that particular document, it was significant. And extending some of the commercial activities. What's the exact specific language in the, just so we get it correct?
Well, you're correct.
And I just drove in from the university.
The land use plan?
Yeah, the land use plan. So we have that one paragraph regarding the K area.
It's right there in the blue tab, right?
You got it, okay.
It's on the page
before. Yellow tab, Nancy? Or blue tab?
Blue. Wow.
Color tab.
Green.
Yeah, the very bottom of this, when talking about the commercial district, the very, very bottom, you know, talks about the sort of activities we have in the commercial district, restaurants and these sort of things, and the reason we have it, 35-foot building height limit. But then it talks at the very bottom part. It says the town may consider expanding the commercial district in the future to include an area along K Avenue, west of 3rd Avenue to 7th Avenue. And so that's why we're here today, to see if that is something that we may want to consider, and if it is something we may want to consider, how we might want to go about it. So again, this is a very preliminary type of process in terms of, and this is designated in the land use plan as the K Avenue Commercial Corridor. Again, it's not a commercial corridor as such, but it's simply to look at the possibility of extending the commercial corridor down K Avenue to 7th Street. So that's why we're here. We talked about how that might proceed if we are interested in that at the last Planning and Zoning Commission. One of the things that we talked about was a possible overlay district, but we felt that the overlay district really isn't the way to do that, that this would actually require a change of the zoning map, maybe with the idea of designating a separate zoning category, business category, like a B7 or a B5, with specific uses for this particular area. The reason for that is that we couldn't change the use for what it is currently zoned, because then that would expand to everybody within that particular zoning. So, again, that's why we're here, to maybe consider zoning into some sort of a very light commercial activity in that K corridor from the existing business district up K Avenue to 7th Avenue. So with that little bit of background, you know, we have several members in the audience here. Maybe, if it's okay, maybe turn it over to any comments that members of the audience might have regarding this idea. Yes?
I'm Brett Cannon. I've got my 42404 K Avenue on the corner. First of all, I wasn't notified of this meeting. I got no letter.
Did you express
that to the dean that I had received none, and I found this out from somebody else? So, this rezoning of K Avenue, is this for what type of commercial uses are you speaking of?
Well, that's why we're here, to consider it. One of the original, and we've had several planning people groups come in here and look at the town as to what could be done in terms of economic development, changing the commercial or business district, and so forth. And one of the recommendations, that's kind of a consistent recommendation, is to look at what's called a mixed use sort of thing, where you might have, let's say, a restaurant or a coffee shop or maybe a small light retail on the bottom floor, and then have, let's say, a living area, residential area, townhomes or something like that on the second and third floor, you know, assuming that you have a three-story type of operation. So I think it was the basic feeling, it was that type of activity where, you know, we may want to look at restaurants, retail, very, you know, those type of things that you get into mixed use. And again, feel free if anybody wants to jump in with comments.
You know, I don't think anybody's been in the restaurant business before, but I have. I've had 12 restaurants. And I know what it takes to make money in a restaurant. And I know Pier House has been there for a long time. And I've been coming to the beach here since I was about 3 or 4 years old. Everybody has struggled in that business district here and there. I've seen gift shops next to the Pier House go in and out. I've seen, I don't know how many businesses go in and out over there. If I remember right, there was someone that was planning to build behind the ice cream store, the convenience store, up to the next block. They were going to do, I believe, somewhat what you're speaking of.
Very, very similar, yes.
This was back in 05, I believe, because I've had my lots for 6 years, and they bailed out. I don't think it's economically feasible for anybody to come in and buy the property, build the building, and you're going to put, what, gift shops? I mean, I don't think they could get enough rent, and they couldn't make it year-round to survive. I mean, it's not Carolina Beach. It never will be. It's not going to have that much traffic here, and I think everybody in this room knows that. And the sidewalk issue is an issue. I don't really have a problem with a sidewalk, but I read, and it was told to me, that it was going to be 5 foot wide, 10 foot in, from the white line. Is that correct? Okay, which doesn't really line up with the existing sidewalk going down, but is the purpose of that sidewalk to accommodate what future parking that is going to be? Someone told me on the other side down here further. Is that incorrect?
That's kind of a separate issue.
The
sidewalk issue is a separate issue from what we're talking about.
I understand. And I know we're here to talk about the commercial usage. And, you know, before it was an issue with extending the parking down K Avenue because we needed more spaces here in Curie Beach for four or five days out of the year. And I know the way it's lined up now, I don't think in my lifetime, and I wish I could place my money on it in Vegas because I do like to gamble. Not in my lifetime will I see any commercial building down KF. I don't believe it. I don't think if somebody wants to invest money, they're going to go where they're going to get a good return on their money. And this wouldn't be it. I just cannot believe that. I believe the agenda here is more to rezone this and to extend center parking down K Avenue, which it's already congested from the traffic light up to 4th Street. You can't pull out of 4th Street. I don't know. I'm sure there's been several accidents over there already. And nobody's, I don't know if anybody here has addressed that issue or not. But there's a potential problem there of somebody getting run over, which is something I think needs to be addressed. But I know it's a separate issue here. But I can't, as a property owner, want to be rezoned. I don't want to be rezoned. He don't want to be rezoned. We pretty much have most of the block. And I know other people are not here. I know I'm just speaking. And I know it's a planned workshop. But I'm not going to be for it. I'm opposed to it because I know what it's leading to. And I just don't see any. I see your point that there could be some pluses extending it on down. You know, where's if we're going to put the sidewalk up, there's going to be a 10-foot grassy strip. Who's going to maintain that? I mean, I've been cutting the grass all the way up into the right-of-way, so I've been paying it out of my pocket to maintain it. Who maintains it after that?
Freddie, let me kind of give you a short synopsis of why we're here. In my opinion, Jim, chime in because you were on council at the time. When we did the land use plan and working with an architectural firm that the citizens of this town paid $45,000 for his expertise, and it was the Sawyer Group, and they sent out a survey, and we got a good response, a very good response back. Probably 56-7% of the people that we sent the survey to actually sent back, which was unheard of. And Chuck, you helped with that survey, I think.
He counted.
Well, that was a big help. One of the big things they wanted was a mix of, I would call them mom and pop businesses, where you would have a coffee shop or an art shop or a decoupage, whatever you want, but have the availability to do that. And one of their stronger suggestions was to extend the B1 up K Avenue, so you would have another avenue that you could build on if the B1 were built out for any other reason. And planning and zoning are charged with anything that they do, any ordinances that they bring to the town council, have to be in compliance with or follow what is in that land use plan. And this being in the land use plan was something that, going back to the survey that the town spent all that money on, it has never been addressed formally. And that's what the request was, I think, to look at this, see if it's feasible. Now, I can see, I can't visualize anybody coming in here to build a drugstore, and there's a list of what's permissible here. Anything like that, you're exactly right. I don't see that happening. But I could see somebody building a house over there and using the first floor, the ground floor, for a studio, an art studio, or something like that. That I can see. Now, as far as a commercial business, I don't ever see that happening either. But there were, what was this zoned up here initially, John, up here on the corner?
B2.
This was B2, these two triplexes are, or duplexes are here. That was originally B2. I guess it
still is,
but they opted to build the residence, like they've got it now, in the B2 section. They, at one time, Jim, I don't even remember that was, when somebody came to council and wanted to put a doctor's office in there, a dentist's office in there. And for some reason, and I don't know the details, that was way back when it was turned down.
I don't even remember that it got coming.
But it may never get any farther than where we're at tonight.
And if I could interject real quick, it's one of the options, you know, is certainly to extend the B1 or the B2 down the corridor. But when we talk about it in planning and zoning, because B1 and B2 allows a variety, a fairly wide variety of activities or what are called uses, like drug stores and things like that. I think the general feeling is that the original idea of the land use plan of the Sawyer document was not to have drug stores extending down K Avenue, but, you know, again, gift shops, basically the multi-use sort of thing where you might, and it's really the choice of the property owner, it being allowed use, but you don't have to do it. Certainly you can continue with residential. But if somebody wanted to put a coffee shop or a gift shop or an art gallery and then have a residential use on top of that, that one of the possibilities is to rezone this not as a B1 or a B2, but create a different zoning, like I said, B7, let's say, that would be very, very restricted in terms of the commercial use, and still maybe incorporate that you had to have residential on top of it, where it would allow at least those property owners that wanted to do something like that the opportunity of doing it, but certainly wouldn't require it, nor would allow the drugstore type of activity. And I think that was kind of the general feeling, I think, of planning and zoning, was a separate zoning, for business zoning for that, that would be a much lighter use combined with residential up that corridor and not just extending B1 or B2.
But we're in a horrible economy right now. Why would anybody in this economy, and I don't know why we're talking about it now, we want to come in here and build anything right now. I mean, there's not much building going on anywhere except in the big cities. Why would anybody come here? Am I missing something here?
Well, you know, I think it would create the option. I mean, it certainly doesn't require, but it would create the option if we would go in this particular route. Yeah.
She doesn't know you like we know you, so if you will give her your full name and address, please.
Okay. My name's Larry Fowler. I live down the street. I think most people here know me. I've owned that house 28 years.
And introduce your lovely bride.
And this is my wife, Kay.
Thank you.
You know, when Freddie was talking about the potential here, if I remember correctly, we had some an individual bought the little houses down between on the corner of Third and Kay. There's nothing been done about that. So, you know, what Freddie is saying, the economy now doesn't call for even doing nothing already down there. Why do y'all think it's going to come back this way?
Brother Owens.
Well, no? If we go back to the Pivview project, which fell through, that came in so early on our planning and zoning, our ordinances, we have nothing that pertains to mixed use. It was actually too soon.
So you had a demand then, but you didn't want to change it. You had the option.
But we had nothing.
But there's no demand then. There's nobody knocking on the door, is there?
But we plan for the future. We can't. Okay. If it does come back, and if it does come to us, then at least we have restrictions in place and ordinances in place that everybody can live with.
Well, I plan on retiring here, building a home here. If I want to build a home, let's say on the corner of 4th and K, and I want to build my house there, and then this next guy, you tell me, is going to come put a commercial. He'll have the right to put up a commercial place next door on the bottom floor, and then I have the traffic there. So, in other words, it wouldn't do me no good to plan to build there. I need to move somewhere else to build or leave Curie Beach because, mixed use. If somebody wants to have their house, somebody wants to have this. It's just, I don't know, either it is or it isn't, you know, with me. I can't visualize that project going on. I mean,
I don't think it's much different than what you already have in the RA2. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's professional offices allowed. There's dentist offices, lawyers, engineers, architects.
So if I'm, there's a house
someone
here.
Someone could be a dressmaker. I mean, that's what's in the
plan. I'm just saying, if there's a house here and a house here, and then somebody wants to build a house, live above it in an apartment, have an art shop, you say, on the bottom. So he's way on up the street from the commercial district, from the traffic light in, you're telling me people are going to want to, oh, yeah, yeah, there's a art shop two blocks or three blocks down the road. Let's walk down there. The only thing down there, but let's walk down there. I mean, do you really think that it would survive economically? I don't think so. I don't think it would happen.
Well, back to what the mayor was saying is it was a totally different world when the land use plan was written. It was a totally different world when some of the earlier projects were put forward. We understand that. Our world has definitely changed, and it's going to keep on changing. What the survey said was that people in town wanted at least the discussion to take place regarding this.
Right.
And it, bottom line, that's what we're trying to do here.
Interesting.
Whether it's right economically viable or not, I mean, there's probably not a whole lot of disagreement with anybody in the room as far as economic viability of businesses in the area.
Yeah, so, I'm just saying, if I want to build a thing 2 years from now, and this has been addressed and it's been changed and nothing's done, I want to build a house, I still got to worry about what if next door this happens happens, and it's spotty all the way down.
But if you're in the RA2, that's already in there.
Yeah.
That art shop can go in there now, next to your house or five blocks down. It's already there. It's already in the RA1A district.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, then
it's
already in there. If it's already in there, why do we have to change the rezoning?
Because it doesn't include retail establishments.
You can have an art shop.
Candy shop, art shop, coffee shops, ice cream shops.
I know. But anything like
that. That's why we're called the Planning and Zoning Commission. Our responsibility is to react and recommend to council, you know, what we see coming at us or what's been brought to our attention. Like everybody's been saying, the residents of town said they want to have considered, and many of them are saying they definitely want more commercial entities in the center of Curry Beach. Now, I agree with you, there's questions of viability, but that's not what we're addressing. You know, we'll let them worry about their bottom line. Ours is, do we make that opportunity available to people to actually put a business in the center of town, and where can it be, and what restrictions do we want to have on it? That's all we're trying to accomplish.
I'd like to see a Chick-fil-A down here, but I don't think it's economically viable for them to come here. And the same thing goes for a lot of these other, you know, they can't
survive. We're talking neighborhood businesses. We're talking neighborhood businesses.
Okay, well, even neighborhood, it's good, it's just small, and I just the support for year-round stability to stay in business would be very difficult. I mean, like I said, I'm not the pro one. I've got commercial properties. I know how they're struggling. I've got them in some good locations, and I know how people struggle to make it, and it would be very difficult here for what you're saying. And I know there's a parking lot over there behind the bar over there, for instance, and nobody's tried to buy that. I don't know who owns it. Mike Robinson owns it. I believe he owns it. I'm not sure. But that would be a great spot. If I was going to be looking to put a business or a coffee shop, I want to get as close to that district as I could. That would be my first place that I would want to go. I'd say, hey, how much you want for that property? Would you consider putting a building up here to, because I need about 1,200 or 1,500 square feet. So I've got this business idea, and this is what I want to put down here. I think it'll work. I don't see that hasn't happened. I just can't see it all the way up.
Yeah. Let me. Here's the uses that are already allowed in the RA2 district. One and two family dwellings, and you have professional offices and residents. You know, so a doctor, dentist, lawyer, engineering, and architect, for example. So you could have, you know, a professional office in there. Home occupations for dressmaking, music teaching, preserving, home cooking, laundering, churches, places of worship, colleges, schools, public libraries, museums, art gallery, and public buildings. Okay, it doesn't include any retail, nor does it have what I would call an overlay component to it, where if somebody wanted to, let's say, put an art gallery. See, right now, if somebody could put an art gallery there, that's all that would be there. by going through something like that, like what we're talking about, where you'd have a rezoning process, we could require, for example, somebody wanted to put an art gallery there, that there would have to be a residential component to it. I mean, you could actually put those type of requirements, which would make it even more residential, perhaps, than even the existing zoning would allow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know? I think this zoning, this RA2, I see this.
Yeah.
And this is actually, I will tell you that this is the first time that I have seen this, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense to either.
See, yeah, in fact, I hadn't even thought about that. But
a lot of my zoning doesn't make sense.
Right. But we actually could make it more residential than actually, to some extent, is already allowed. Because right now, somebody could just put up a museum. Somebody could just put up a school. Somebody could put up an art gallery, according to the existing. So by looking at this and getting the feedback, we could actually say, well, if you're going to do that in this corridor, then yes, you would be allowed to have an art gallery, but it would also have to have maybe a second and third floor that would be residential. So, you know, we could actually become more strict to make it more of a residential, you know, in some respects than what it currently is. And again, that's why we're here talking about it.
We're talking about zoning, but changing the zoning. Has anybody, I've been coming down here, I've owned my house 28 years. I've been coming down here since I was like this. I always come down, when I'm coming in, I come down Dow Road, turn down, come down K Avenue. They have, it's been mighty little done to far as the appearance. And a lot of people, you know, the first impression you get of a town is when you first come in.
That's right.
I've never seen anything done to K Avenue. I know, in other than maybe cleaning up here a little bit and so forth, what I visualize is, before you go and entice anybody to spend any money down here, you've got to
straight lights, trees, palm trees, straight lights,
and try to entice them with nice palm trees or
straight lights,
a nice appearance. The business district now, has it changed in how long? It ain't changed since I've been coming down here, and that's been a long time.
Well, there's been a few changes.
Maybe we ought to think about getting rid of some of that down there. Maybe we can get something going then. But you never do it.
Yeah, but it's existing buildings.
Right, but there's
nothing that's been built.
We can't. We really can't. When there's one owner of most of that property, there's not much that we can do.
Well, somebody want to buy it, I'm putting my butt. I wish they'd come on. I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, your points are very well taken. In fact, I'm sure, as everybody knows, I've been one of the probably strongest advocates that beauty creates business.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. You know, beauty in many respects and everything.
Let me ask you a question. How do you think you're going to beautify K Avenue? With a parking lot?
Well, that's a good point.
Hey, that's all they think about going to K Avenue is a parking lot.
I mean, if you extend parking, I think this is going to, and I've gone out there and measured it. I see where the 10-foot in from the property line, the 5-foot wide, and looking at where the center parking comes, it would leave enough room for them to try to extend that center parking straight down. They could just congest that whole thing just to grab some more parking spaces to appease for how many days a year? Like maybe 10 at the most out of 365 days? That don't make no good sense to me. I know the property's for sale next to the convenience store. Why doesn't the town want to buy that and turn that into a nice parking lot where it's close to the business district for them to walk over there? Why isn't that talked about? If so many parking spaces are needed, additional spaces are needed.
You can't for the business supply enough parking for people.
I mean, we're not going to appease everybody. I know that. The business owners and the property owners. But the property owners are going to suffer if that happens, or tried to happen, for 10 days a year. It don't make sense to me.
And you actually, I mean, there's only certain things that we can, as a town, can do. I mean, we can implement landscape ordinances. We can implement sign ordinances to make it look more attractive. We can add certain things, but the property owners also need to, you know, make a commitment to beautify their properties. I mean, we can't.
I agree, too.
I mean, there's only certain, you know, so much that we can do. And, you know, I mean, I've looked to buy some commercial property, and you know, over the past 4 or 5 years, you know, I've looked when something, things have come for sale, and they're too high priced. I mean, they're...
I did too. I'll
they're tell very, you very highly priced.
I mean, you won't buy Freddy's in my head.
I the whole thing.
So,
you make one long strip and put all the...
You know, I mean, as and I'm an economist, and I'm a...
You don't want to take that chance, do you?
Well, at the right price. I mean, any property will sell at the right price. There's no question about it. You can always find a price that a property will sell tomorrow.
Well,
at the right price.
As cheap as it's ever going to get right now.
No, it'll get cheaper. I mean, I can make you an offer. You'd refuse it.
Well,
so, you know, there's always the right price.
If you go to zero, you wait for it to go to zero. But anyway,
I think we all agree that we're here to try to promote, you know, economic development in the area and, you know, that sort of thing. Do we have some other people in the audience? Any other comments? Or, you know, again, I don't think there's any preconceived notions. I don't think anybody's here with a preconceived notion about what we wanted. This is a fact-gathering process. You know, I mean, it's, to be honest, up until about 2 months ago, I didn't even know that this was something that we would be doing. So we were asked to do this by the council and to start investigating this issue and that's why we're here.
Well, I think it should be zone one or the other. I mean, I don't think like this RA two here, one or two family dwellings, or doctor's office, or lawyer, or engineering. I'm with you. I think it should be one of it. I really think it should be one or the other, okay. Either residential or business. Because if it's going to be turning into business and somebody would come in and buy it, I'd be more than happy.
We have a tennis player in the back who had her arm
up.
I just have a question to get some clarification. Is your purpose here tonight to get a vision for that section of the town? Or have you already decided, based on the land use plan, that the vision is increasing economic development? Because if you already have your vision and it is increasing economic development, then it seems what you need to do is figure out how you enable that. If you don't have the vision, if it's possible to do something else with the area, say just beautify it and create a park setting or whatever, then that would be the way to go. So I guess my question is, do you have the vision yet? And if so, is that vision increasing economic development in Curie Beach?
Do you want to answer that?
No, I'll certainly answer that. I think increasing economic development for all of Curie Beach is a very important part of that. And I own several properties here too. In terms of, you know, increasing the value of my property and all that sort of thing. And that can come from many different sources. It can come from beautification. Again, I'm a big fan of beautification in terms of increasing not only, you know, the value of my property, my residential properties, but also increasing business activity here. Because people want to come here, you know, and shop and eat in a very nice place. The issue is, you know, what, and I think you know, get on it, what is the vision? I mean, certainly when you look at K Avenue, you could talk about beautifying it, keeping it residential, maybe even tightening the residential aspects of it, as you've suggested. You know, you could talk about maybe a rezoning process to try to get this mixed-use kind of feel for it and so forth. I don't think there's any preconceived notion about that. I think what we're here is just kind of looking for feedback from you as the property owners, from members around the table, and so forth. And certainly, this is only one of maybe several different workshops that we may have.
Does this trump the land use plan, I guess?
No.
It is the land use plan.
And, you know, again, the key issue here is the bottom sentence in the last land use plan on page 126 under the commercial district. It says, the town may consider expanding the commercial district in the future to include the area along K Avenue, west of 3rd Avenue to 7th Avenue. So all we're doing here today is the town may consider expanding. It's simply kind of a fact-gathering sense to get what your concerns are and what your interests are. Yeah, go ahead.
If I can. Yeah. And Jim, Chuck, you were part of the survey. I mean, you did some of the grunt work on the survey. Jim, you were on council at the time. As well, the land use plan is a government document. Everything that planning and zoning does has to be have a relationship with this document that is, you know, agreeable with this document. And my vision, and Jim, like I said, chime in here, we want to. When the town spent the money, went to the trouble to do the survey, it was an overwhelming response to a survey, that the town should provide an opportunity so that if somebody did want to do a mixed donut shop or whatever, that it would be available in Curie Beach. And that was, as far as I think our mentality got at the time, is we in the land use plan, it was put in effect that, and it was with the recommendation of one of the surveys to extend K Avenue one lot deep, have it where business opportunity would be available if, Freddie, like you said, if somebody wanted to spend the money. It would limit what could be built there. And I certainly don't see a drugstore being built, but it would be a mom-and-pop cottage industry that would give us